From the Midas Roseburg studio, KQEN weather sunny this afternoon, high about 86, breezy, and winds to around 20 miles an hour. Clear tonight, 53 the low, breezy, winds again around 20 miles an hour. On Thursday, sunny and a high of 82, winds pushing closer to 25 miles an hour. And there is some concern, both with power companies and fire officials, about these windy conditions being an issue here in the next couple days. So we'll try to stay on top of that. 75 degrees now. KQEN News Time, 12:35.
This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Inside Douglas County, a presentation of Concrete Builders Supply. Thank you for being here this afternoon, spending time with us every day on Inside Douglas County. County Commissioner Chris Boyce joining us right now. On Friday, some remarks came from Governor Kate Brown. That was followed by a response from the Association of Oregon Counties, and then a response coming this week from the Douglas County Board of Commissioners. So, Chris, talk about the situation, and it sounds like we've got about three varying perspectives on some of the areas in question.
Yeah, you know, Kyle, the story really started on Thursday. Every Thursday, the chairs of the county commissions have a call with the governor's staff or the governor herself. And this last week, it was with the governor herself, where she talked about sort of where we are with COVID in the state. And the real issue is around trying to open schools. And of course, the state has released some expected parameters that they like to meet before they can open all K through 12. That Thursday meeting, was informative. We gave some opinions, some thoughts about where we were and asked a lot of questions. And then on Friday, it was kind of a shocker during the governor's press conference where she basically called out the counties and gave us three directives. The first was to lead by example, which I think Douglas County has done a great job of doing. The second one was that she wanted us to educate as to the importance of people following the guidelines. And as you know, we've worked diligently to do that as well. The third thing was where we really got some heartburn, where she called on county governments to, county and city governments actually, to be the enforcement mechanism of these state mandates. And she literally talked about going out into the public and potentially writing citations for $500 for people not wearing masks. And, you know, we had some challenges with that for a lot of reasons. And it was unanimous throughout most of the counties that we felt like, A, it wasn't really our position to do that, and B, we didn't really have the resources to do that. We're, you know, pretty caught up in trying to enforce the laws in general with the limited staff that we have, and that really wasn't something that we were interested in doing. So that prompted an immediate call to AOC saying, hey, we need to get together as counties to talk about this and form a united response. So we did that on Friday afternoon, and AOC staff listened to the concerns of all the commissioners, and then they drafted this letter. And the frustrating part to me was that AOC didn't send out a draft of the letter to the commissioners, didn't give us a chance to approve it. They basically just wrote this letter and sent it to the governor. And the gist of their letter was that the commissioners wanted the governor to call the sheriffs and ask the sheriffs herself to enforce COVID and to send them the resources, money, to be able to do that. And that's not at all what we said. What we said was that we weren't interested in enforcing the state mandates. We didn't feel like that was our role. It's never been the sheriff's roles in the state to enforce public health mandates, and that we needed to, that she needed to figure out a way, if she wanted enforcement, to have the state in charge of that function, but also that we weren't sure that enforcement was necessary statewide. And the real confusion lies around essentially what was a threat of, you know, hey, you are either going to go out and enforce these rules, or I'm going to start shutting down restaurants and bars again. which is frustrating to us because our restaurants and bars owners have, and other business owners too, have worked diligently to follow the mandates to provide all the opportunities to continue to do business and stay open safely. And in Douglas County, at least, we haven't had a single case that I'm aware of that has tracked back to being contracted in a restaurant or a bar or a dining facility. So I'm not sure why those businesses specifically are under attack, but we're certainly not in favor of that, and we're certainly not as a county willing to go out and enforce this mask thing in public. So we drafted our own letter, which you have a copy of, and essentially that's the message that's coming out of our office.
So talk more about sort of the position of the county commissioners in terms of what you feel the county should be doing, what your role should be in the situation.
Yeah, you know, we've been doing our role, Kyle. The county is the public health authority, and we have a contract with the state of Oregon to provide public health services to the people in Douglas County. We certainly have the ability to terminate that contract and let the state be the public health authority, but we don't want to do that. We feel like having local control of that important service is very important, and so we've maintained the public health authority in Douglas County. And as a result of that, some of the work that's done in conjunction or in relationship to COVID-19 has been the formation of the COVID task force. It's the relationship that the county has with the Douglas Public Health Network, which is the arm, you know, that actually goes out and provides the services. It's having Dr. Dannenhofer as our public health official. It's the education piece that we've done every single day. I think we're north of 250 informational newsletters that we've sent out from since the beginning of this that, you know, tell people exactly what's going on and how to respond and where to call if you have a problem and where to get masks and all these other things. You know, that essentially is the county's role. And if you go back to the beginning of this, you know, the CDC, Center for Disease Control, issued a report early on that outlined that Douglas County was going to be the fourth hardest hit place in the nation for COVID. And a bunch of factors went into that. It was, you know, our aging population, our limited medical facilities, and a bunch of other things. And that just hasn't been true. Not only is Douglas County one of the best in shape as far as cases in the state, but we're doing very well as far as across the country. And we've been sending our model out to other places to follow. You know, the drive-through clinics that we're doing and the contract tracing, we're actually using our contract tracers now to provide services to other places that don't have the ability to do that or to do it well. So we really have led by example. We really have tackled the education piece. I think the results that we're seeing here are a testimony to not only the county's efforts, but also the people out there who have taken this seriously and have followed the rules. Unfortunately, the majority of our cases are related to, you know, folks that have traveled out of state to different family type events and brought cases back. But even then, you know, we've been able to isolate people and manage that very well. And that's a testimony to not only the work that we've done as a county, but to the people out there that are, you know, have been through this whole thing with us and are doing the work.
So for your role with the county, are other county commissioners and other places in Oregon that you've talked to, did they have a similar response to AOC, or was it varied?
It was varied, but certainly we had some other county officials. I mean, as soon as the AOC letter was released and hit my inbox, I had a phone call from commissioner up in Linn County who said, hey, that's not what we were trying to accomplish at all. And we've had several other that we've communicated with that felt the same way. So, you know, obviously we have this saying at the Association of Oregon Counties, and it goes like this, you know, if you've seen one county, you've seen one county. And the fact of the matter is that we're all different. And so because of that, there was some, you know, slightly varying opinions. But the truth be known, the counties can disagree a lot on certain issues. This is one issue that I didn't hear much disagreement about. the counties were very unified in their position that we didn't, not only did we not want to be, but that we shouldn't be the enforcement mechanism for these state mandates. It was very loud and clear across all of the counties that that was our position. There was some, you know, wavering in, you know, what they thought we could do to satisfy the governor in this. But the fact of the matter is we all felt like it's not our responsibility nor our role or desire to go out and be the enforcement mechanism for these state mandates.
So do you expect the AOC, the Association of Oregon Counties, to put out another statement or revise their comments at some point, or where's all that at?
You know, I wouldn't expect it, Kyle, to be honest with you. I voiced my opinion to the AOC, and, you know, they feel like what they did was what should have been done. I disagree. I haven't agreed with AOC on much of anything, honestly, when it comes to COVID. But it's been frustrating, and that's one of the challenges that we've had and one of the things that we said in our letter. You know, we feel like the governor, or at least the governor's staff, should communicate with us directly. You know, the county commissioners are the county administrators. We're the executive branch of county government. We shouldn't have to go through AOC or the emergency managers or anybody else to communicate directly with the state on issues related to COVID. That's been one of our frustrations, and it's what one of the things that we listed in that letter.
Got to take a break on Inside Douglas County. More with County Commissioner Chris Boyce when we come back. The interview, a podcast after 1 at 541radio.com, 1246 at News Radio 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1249, News Radio 1240, KQEN, Lars Larson Show at 1, KQEN Local Talk at 4 today. Commissioner of Dirt, Mike Winters, the Lawn and Garden Show this afternoon. And Thursday and Friday, we've got a special, unique two-part series. Dan Bain of the News Review getting ready to retire after spending time with the paper, with KPIC-TV, and with KQEN Radio, a career spanning over four decades. He retires on Monday. We're going to spend a couple of programs talking with Dan Bain about his career, and that series begins tomorrow. Well, Chris Boyce with us, Douglas County Commissioner, and of course the commissioners responding to the Association of ONC Counties in their response to the governor. One of the things, Chris, that's been real apparent during this time, I mean, we've never really navigated anything like this before, but there have been throughout the spring and into the summer, I keep hearing not just from Douglas County commissioners, but seeing things elsewhere from other counties being frustrated about funds coming to the state and then not getting to the counties.
You know, it was a big fight, and one of the things that we were really frustrated with AOC about is that they got in the middle of that. And, yeah, I think their intentions were good, but sometimes the results aren't very good. But, you know, as you know, part of the CARES Act funding that came to the states was specifically allocated to local governments to do this work. And not only did we have to fight for the state to release the proper amount of money to the counties based on the formula that the feds outlined, but once we got the money, they turned around, and because the state was doing an audit of the Department of Administrative Services, that turned around and essentially audited us for all this money, which is fine. We don't have a problem with the audit, and we have a problem with the timing. So we're in the middle of trying to respond to this pandemic, and that's a lot of additional work in figuring out what the needs in the community are and making sure that they're all met and paid for, but then to have to turn around and provide audit information with the very limited staff that we have here at the very same time was a little frustrating. And one of the things where we felt like we should have had better communication directly with the state about and not had to go through AOC in order to get that work done.
For Douglas County, you mentioned feeling like county residents have done a good job dealing with this situation. What are some of the examples that you would provide about that?
Well, first of all, just our case count. You know, we've got an extremely low case count compared to a lot of counties in Oregon. The response to the outbreaks that we've had has been phenomenal. You know, both we have the ability to track these cases as they come live. You know, we've got folks that get sick. We've got a mechanism to get them tested right away. We've got contract tracing that's all going on. So we kind of can see what's happening in real time. And when you see that there's an outbreak at a facility, we've been able to work with those facilities and manage those outbreaks very well. The public in general, I think, has taken this very seriously. I mean, granted that there's some folks that don't want to wear a mask, and a lot of people, this has come, you know, it's an issue of their personal liberty. And I commend a lot of those folks because they realize that their liberty includes my liberty and your liberty. So I may not want to wear a mask or feel like I need to. I may be fine taking the risk on my own, but I'm also aware that there's a potential for me to transmit this virus not even knowing that I have it. There's asymptomatic people out there who have had the virus and transmitted it on. And so folks don't want to take the risk of getting someone else sick. And I think that for the most part, they have done a great job. And as a result of that, like I said, the majority of our cases has been related to out-of-state travel. We have had a very few that I'm aware of, or none that I'm aware of, that have happened at restaurants or local places of business. I think see the business people being diligent about doing the right thing. And it's that effort on a community and county-wide basis that has kept our numbers in really great shape compared to a lot of places in the state and certainly a lot of places in the country.
The drive-through testing clinics have gotten Douglas County a lot of attention. That was a model that was started by Dr. Dannenhofer, originally executed as a flu shot clinic a few years ago. But at that time, and I remember talking to him personally then, he said, you know, at some point there's going to be a situation, there's going to be something where we need to be ready to do this. And it sounds like in talking to Dr. Dannenhofer that they've been able to help other counties get these things up and running where we already had them running from the beginning of all this.
Yeah, that whole thing is just absolutely fantastic. You know, Commissioner Freeman has been the public health liaison since he and I both took office 6 years ago and done that work. And I remember him and Dr. Dannenhofer planning the very first drive-through flu clinic and them talking about, you know, hey, this is not only a neat, innovative way to do this work, but they literally said, at some point, there's going to be a pandemic that we're going to have to respond to, and having this practice is going to be important for us. And who would have known just a few short years ago that situation would exist today? And you're exactly right, Kyle. As a result of that, not only were we prepared to essentially adapt that model to do the drive-through testing, but that particular testing method is really as safe as it gets. I mean, you've got an ability there to minimize the use of personal protective equipment and to, you know, to maximize the ability to use one set and not multiple sets. So there's a savings in personal protective equipment. There's very limited contact between the tester and the person being tested. There's no contact between the person being tested and anyone else. So if it was a highly spreadable virus, that whole situation works fantastic. And we've, like you said, had the opportunity now to teach other counties how to do that. And I think it's a model that's going to take hold, and, you know, maybe it'll end up being the Douglas County, Oregon model, if they call it. But it certainly was born here, as far as I can tell, and it's something that we should be pretty proud of.
30 seconds left. A quick note about the impact of all this on the business community. What have you seen?
Well, I see businesses struggling. I see businesses going out of business. And I see, honestly, the businesses being attacked by the state over enforcement. And I think that's wrong. I'm seeing a lot of side effects of this COVID other than people getting the virus. You know, the businesses struggling, the people struggling, mental health issues across the spectrum of people in the county. Kids being affected. It's just, we have to start looking at the big picture and not just the virus numbers themselves.
All right, Douglas County Commissioner Chris Boyce, out of time for today. Thanks for being on this afternoon.
My pleasure, Kyle. Thank you.
1257 at News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN. A daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Your home for Douglas County's news team. News Radio 1240 KQEN.